末世真教会的挑战。
And the theme for this, this year's spiritual meeting is the challenges of the, to the true Jesus church.
其实是挑战，也是危机。
These are the challenges to the church as well as the crisis to the church.
也是末世真教会的危机。
It is also the crisis of the true church in the last days.
我们看我们这个海报，这个图画的那个画面。
You look at a picture of this poster.
你就很明显看到有很多魔鬼的火箭，四方八面的不断射向真耶稣教会。
Very clearly, you can find this picture of these fiery darts and arrows from the devil from all our corners, targeting the church.
那是我们的教会。
That is our church.
那是真神的圣殿。
That's the temple of the true God.
这些火箭，这些毒箭从哪里来的？
And where do all these fiery darts and arrows come from?
都对准着我们的教会来发射。
It has been aiming at our church to be shot at us.
所以这不只是挑战，更是危机。
Not only is this a challenge, it is also a crisis.
那每一支箭的里面都有写作，这个是什么箭？这个是什么箭
？In every arrow, it contains the word.
我不知道你们有没有留意到。
I'm not sure if you pay attention to it.
若胜不过这些挑战。
If you're unable to overcome these challenges.
就世界成了危机。
You'll be able to see this crisis happening.
危机若不处理。
If you don't handle this crisis.
那就会遭受亏损。
You will be facing a loss.
严重的甚至是死亡。
And in worst cases, death.
那是灵魂生命的死亡。
There's also death to the soul and the spirit.
所以你不要轻看这个挑战。
So do not look lightly on these challenges.
所以这个主题，末世真教会，所有儿女都应当非常谨慎，非常重视的一个主题。
Therefore, this is a theme of the through the challenges of the true church in the last day. It's something that all children of God should emphasize.
其实，在圣经里面，在使徒里面，在启示录里面，都不断的在提醒、警告我们这些挑战、这些危机。
In fact, we have already been warned in the Acts of the Apostles as well as the Book of Revelation.
但是，我们今天有几个人去重视呢？
How many of us do we place emphasis on this?
其实一个忠心的仆人
and a faithful worker,
他牧养的应该是你们的灵魂
and ought to pastor your soul.
他讲的道理应该是对你们的灵魂有帮助的
and a sermon that this worker speaks of should be helpful to all of you.
但有多少个人会珍惜呢
and how many of us would really cherish?
而且真的是接受呢
how many of us accept?
为什么要这样珍惜这样重视
why should we cherish and emphasize?
因为他关系到真耶稣教会的兴衰存亡的问题
because it pertains to the life and death of the true church.
它关系到信徒灵魂生命存亡的问题。
It also pertains to the spiritual life of our believers.
它更关系到真神救赎计划神旨意的问题。
It also pertains to the will of salvation of the true God.
那末世真教会的挑战，末世什么叫做末世？
So what is this last day is about?
末世的时间是从哪里开始的呢？
When does the period of this last day begin?
请注意。
Take note.
末世时间就是从主耶稣第一次降临，一直到他第二次再临的这一段时间叫做末世。
The period of the last days has been marked by the birth of the Lord Jesus until his second coming.
那从主耶稣降生到今天已经进入了2024年了。
Since the birth of the Lord Jesus, we have already entered into the year 2024.
这两千多年里面就是末世。
And in this 2,000 and more years are the last days.
那在这一段末世时段里面呢，有一般现象的发生。还有另一个是叫做特殊现象的发生。
And this, in this period of the last days, there will be some phenomenon to be expected to happen.
我们要注意
special phenomenon.
这个末世时段有两种现象。
There are two phenomenon in these last days.
一种末世发生的事情叫做一般现象。
And the first one would be the general signs.
另一种末世发生的事情叫做特殊特别现象。
And the second type being the extraordinary signs.
这是我们每个信徒要懂得分辨出来的。
These are some signs that we all should be able to discern.
我们对世界的走向。
And the trends of this world.
我们对世界的局势。
And also the situation of the world.
不是猜测出来，不是用来猜的。
It's not by speculation.
也不是根据我们人的经验、专家的经验判断出来的。
It is also not by the judgment of the specialists or the experts.
更不是从新闻的报道，那些专家的这个预测 这样来明白的，不是。
It is not by the prediction of these experts and also by news reports.
我们对世界的走向、世界的趋势是根据圣经、神的启示而明白的。
And the trends and the situation of this world, we can understand it from the revelation of the Bible.
我们敬拜的这位神是又真又活的神。
This God that we are worshiping are the true and living God.
只有他有资格、有权柄来讲说末日要发生的事。
This true God only has the right to be able to tell of what happens in the last days.
因为世界的任何事，包括宇宙万物的事，都掌控在主耶稣的手上。
Because all events and all things happening in the world as well as in the whole universe lie in the hands of God.
那今天世界的君王、世界的专家、世界的那些政治家。他掌握了宇宙万物吗？他掌握了什么呢？他有这种权柄、这种资格吗？
Kings and experts of different fields and politicians, do they have the right to be master over the world?
他知道明天的事吗？
Do they know what happens tomorrow?
事情发生的他能控制吗？他能解决吗？
Are they really able to manage all crises and all problems?
所以只有神、主耶稣有资格、有权柄来启示、说明末世发生的事。
Therefore, only God has the right and has the qualification to tell of the world, the future.
那主耶稣特别在马太福音书二十四章对末世现象有预言、有讲解。
And regarding the end times, the Lord Jesus has made mention of this in Gospel of Matthew chapter 27.
那其他的经卷也有预言、也有讲说。
There are also other verses which have recorded this.
那主耶稣在马太福音书二十四章的讲道被称为橄榄山的顺言，橄榄山的讲道。
And Matthew chapter 24 is called the Sermon on the Mount of the Lord Jesus.
那二十四章特别是在讲世界末日的情形。
And chapter 24 tells us of what happens in the last days.
那里面就包括了末日的一般现象以及特殊现象这两种。
And in this chapter, it contains this general phenomenon and also the special phenomenon that's to happen.
好像主耶稣说的，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，到处都有打仗的风声，有饥荒，有地震，有没有？
And just as Jesus said, that people will rise against people, nations against nations, and there will be rumors of wars and wars everywhere.
其实这一些现象，打仗、饥荒、地震，这些都是末世里的一。
And in fact, all of these signs of wars and famines and all of these are only the general phenomenon of the day.
打仗、地震、饥荒不是耶稣要来的时候才有的啦。
All of these wars and earthquakes and famines, they don't just occur because Jesus is coming.
耶稣还没来之前，耶稣还没有降生之前，就已经有很多的打仗、有很多的饥荒、很多的地震了啦，不是吗？
All these disasters and phenomenon have already been happening before Jesus was born.
原来耶稣说的打仗、饥荒、地震只是末世时代的一般现象。
And turn out,
不是特殊现象，一般的。
These wars and earthquakes and famines are only the general phenomenon that are to happen at the second coming of Jesus.
只是他要来的这段时间呢，末世时间，这些地震打仗是越来越多。是只是它的更加频繁而已。
The only difference is that the amount of this phenomenon happening would be more rampant.
所以不要一看见打仗就是世界末日，知道吗？
And don't assume that every war would mark the end of the world.
当然，它是要提醒我们要警醒呐，时候不多。当然，这是好事。
But this does bring a warning to us that the end of the world is coming.
但是经过多少次打仗啊，都还没有来的，一直打仗又没有来的，所以听的人都麻痹了，都麻木了。
And we have been seeing so many wars around the world, and we are already numb at seeing wars.
因为这原来是耶稣讲他要来之前的一些平常现象而已，一般现象，不是特殊现象，本来就有的。
And in fact,
本来就有的。
These are actually just the general phenomenon that will happen in the last days. It would naturally happen.
那主耶稣说他再临的时候呢，还有一个叫做特殊现象要发生，
but,
非常特别的事情要发生。
By the second coming of the Lord Jesus, there will be this special circumstances or special phenomenon that will happen.
如果你看到这些特殊现象发生呢，你就知道耶稣真的来了。
When you see all this special phenomenon, you will be able to know that Jesus is really coming.
那我提出四个。
Let me point out four.
第一个。
The first one.
大魔鬼，那个恶鬼，大魔鬼要被释放出来。
The great devil will be released.
现在这个大魔鬼被主耶稣捆绑一千年，有没有？
The great devil is now locked up by the Lord Jesus for 1,000 years.
大魔鬼被释放，这是特殊现象，不是一般现象。
But the release of this great devil is a special circumstance. It is not general.
但是这个只有神知道，他几时放大，几时到一千年，没有人知道。
The time when the great devil will be released, only God knows.
但肯定会把它放出来。
But sure enough, it will be released.
第二件事。
Secondly,
教会会受到大逼迫，真耶稣教会，神的国，神的殿会受到大逼迫。
The truth.Church, the temple, and the kingdom of God will be persecuted.
所有信徒都要受到逼迫。
All members will be persecuted.
这时候就会看到你忠心信主还是假信主的全部分别出来。
This will be the time that you will be able to tell between the true believers and the false believers.
你是愿意为主而死的，还是贪生怕死的，全部一目了然。
Are you one who is willing to die for the Lord? Are you one who is afraid to die for the Lord?
很清楚的分别，没有中间的，没有假冒的。
There will be a clear demarcation. Nothing will stand between.
这是空前绝后的大逼迫。
This is an unprecedented great disaster.
这第二件事情呢，就是特殊现象，不是一般的。
And this second matter is also a special phenomenon.
我们今天也有逼迫，那是小部分的，但是一般上的逼迫，不是大逼迫。
But today, even some of us have got the persecution, but it's only minor persecution.
第三件事是什么？
What's the third phenomenon?
第三件事就是以色列国要被毁灭，不是被攻打哦，是要被毁灭哦，整个国家要被毁灭。
The nation of Israel shall be destroyed, but not just been attacked, but destroyed.
一定会这样发生。
It shall come to pass.
只是神怜悯跟亚伯兰立的约，存留他们一些遗种。不然真的是整个国被毁灭的哦，毁灭哦，听好来哦。
It is only by the mercy of God upon the descendants of Abraham that there are some of the remnant of Israel.
你没有看今天以色列多骄傲啊，多狂傲吗？一直去打人，一直去挑战人，一直去那些妇女、那些孩子，不断的用炸弹炸死他们。
Don't you see how Israel is behaving right now, being so arrogant in all the killing?
那些许多国家的人，许多有正义的人都恨得牙痒痒，又无可奈何啊，又打不过他呀。
And many other nations are still feeling very unhappy about that, but they're unable to do anything.
因为有世界的强国美国在做他的后盾呢，在帮助着他呀。
Because the world superpower America is behind Israel.
其实今天以色列做的哪里是打仗，是不断的毁灭那些妇女、那些孩子、那些可怜人啊。
And Israel is not just fighting a war, but only destroying the poor and the poor people.
真正的仇敌。他没有办法去消灭他，只毁灭那些人民呢、啊。
They are unable to kill the actual enemies, but they're only hurting the innocent.
那种仇恨哦，几十年不断的增加，不断的累积，将来大家要合作来毁灭他。
And this hatred,
一定是这样，那是报仇。
Hatred and vengeance will be accumulated over the many years. In the future, it will come back to Israel.
以色列国要被毁灭，也真的被毁灭，这件事不是普通事，是特殊现象。
But this incident of the destruction of the nation of Israel is not a general phenomenon, but a special phenomenon.
也不是一般的打仗，是很特别的打仗。
It is not a general war, but it is a very special war.
因为里面有关系到邪灵魔鬼的问题。
Because it pertains to the spiritual realm about the problem of the devil.
有关系到神的国、神的百姓的问题。
Because it pertains to the kingdom of God and the people of God.
有关系到神要救赎立业的问题。
It also pertains to the salvation and also the covenant of God.
哪有一个打仗是跟神有关系的呢？跟选民有跟立业有关系的呢？但是打以色列的时候就有了。
Which of these wars have anything to do with God, but only this war against Israel?
所以以色列被攻打，你不要看作是普通事情哦。
Therefore, when you see Israel being attacked, do not regard it as a normal matter.
那第四件事是什么呢？
What's the fourth event?
以色列民剩下的余种存留下来没有死的，要接受相信主耶稣，进入真教会。
That the remnants of Israel, who are survivors of this war, they will embrace the faith of the true church.
请注意，这些都叫做特殊现象。
Take note that all of these are special phenomena.
请问这些现象发生了没有？
And let me ask you, has this happened?
大魔鬼被释放。
That the great devil shall be released.
教会受大逼迫。
The church will go through great persecution.
以色列国被毁灭。
The nation of Israel will be destroyed.
以色列人要接受相信耶稣，进入真教会。
And the Israelites will receive the faith of the true church and enter the true church.
这所以要懂得分辨一般现象跟特殊现象，这两种现象在主来的日子一定发生，一定。
Therefore, let us learn how to discern between the general phenomenon and also as well as a special phenomenon.
那末世的时间就是但以理书中所说的70个7的预言中的 最后一个期里面要发生的事，叫做末日时段。
The period of the last days is as recorded in the book of Daniel as the 70 weeks.
关于这个七十个期，我曾经讲过嘛，讲解过是吗
？I mentioned before. I talked about this 70 weeks.
那末世时段就是在最后一个期里面要发生的事，最后一个期。
But the last days of the to the end of the world will happen the last 7 days.
那最后一个期里面又分前三年半跟后三年半的事。
And in this last seven is also being divided into the first half of the year and the second half of the year.
讲起来，前三年半的事都已经过去了，不属我们了，都过去的事情了。
So the first three and a half years and the second three and a half years.
现在关系我们现在的你跟我现在还活着的，就是最后三年半，只剩下最后的三年半没有了。
And now the period that you and I are living in is the second part of the three and a half.
时间还有多少？
And how much time do we have left?
时间剩下最后三年半，要多也没有。
We only have 3.5 years left.
我们来看这个但以理书的第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 9.
我现在在解释什么叫末日末世，它的末世时段从哪里开始算。
I'm here to explain to you about when to start, when to measure, or when is the period of the last days.
但以理书第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
我们读二十六节跟二十七节。
We read verse 26 to verse 27.
来，一、二、三。过了六十二个期，那受膏者必被剪除，必无所有。必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所，至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战，一直到底。荒凉的事已经定了。二十七节。一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约；一期之半，他必使祭祀与贡献止息。那行毁坏可真的如飞而来，并且有愤怒请在那行毁坏者的身上，知道什么时候？知道所定的绝期啊！这里基本上我们都已经分享过，都已经明白的。
In fact, we have shared through this passage before.
那在最后一个期里面，有五个行毁坏可真的事发生，有五个。
But in the last seven or the last week, there will be five abominations.
第一个，受膏者必被剪除。
The first one, the Messiah shall be cut off.
那我们都知道，那就是指耶稣基督受死了。
And that refers to the Lord Jesus dying.
他们要污蔑耶稣，不断要杀害耶稣。
People want to get rid of Jesus.
那当时的人多可怕呀！
And people were frightening.
那些人都是敬畏，都是好敬拜神的，都是懂圣经、懂律法的人。就是这些懂圣经、懂律法的人，就要杀耶稣的人。
All these people who plotted to kill Jesus were those who know the Bible, who know the scriptures and the law.
跟做第二件事情呢，就是一无所有。
The second thing is to have nothing for himself.
这第二件事也是行毁坏可憎恶的事，非常可恨的事。
That's also the one of the abominations.
我在圣餐讲过这篇道理，到底是谁一无所有？
And I have mentioned about this sermon before. Who has lost everything?
他们很过分的对待主耶稣，不断的羞辱耶稣，真正让耶稣一无所有，非常可怜。
They abused and mistreated Jesus to the worst extent.
讲起来，对坐在耶稣身上对付耶稣所做的事，不是人做的，他们心太凶恶了。
And all the wicked things that they have done on Jesus were indeed out of their great wickedness.
他们要让耶稣一无所有。
They wanted Jesus to have nothing left.
结果主耶稣真的一无所有。
And indeed Jesus had lost everything.
连神都离开他。
Jesus even lost God.
好，那第三件事。
Third one.
圣城跟圣所要被毁灭。
That the holy temple and the city will be destroyed.
这是在神来看也是可憎恶的事。
This is also one of the abominations in the eyes of God.
你毁坏神的殿，毁坏神的圣所，难道不是你不是在对付神吗？
And isn't this
你不是在羞辱神吗？
A war against the God and also humiliation against God.
所以每一件事情对在神眼看都是毁坏可憎恶的。
And everything
神很愤怒的。
About the destruction is indeed an abomination in God's eyes.
那第四件事是什么？
What's the fourth abomination?
第四件至终如洪水冲去。
That the end of it shall be with a flood.
什么东西被洪水冲去？
What will be swept away by the flood?
这个是大预言。
This is a great prophecy.
在但以理书预言使徒时代最终被洪水冲去，没有了。
Prophecy to prophesy that the apostolic church will be swept away by the flood.
启示录启示出来说，那个龙在妇人的面后面一直喷口水，一直要把教会冲倒。结果真的使徒就被冲去了。
The book of Revelation prophesizes that the great dragon will spit out water to sweep away the church.
以前看到这段圣经，不知道就是指使徒教会，指神的教会被撒旦的口水 撒旦龙的口水冲气
In the past,
没有注意到
we didn't realize that this was prophesying the true church. We only reckoned that it was the apostolic church that was the way.
直到看启示录，主耶稣启示说，那个是龙的口水来的，把教会冲倒。
Only then, when we read the book of Revelation, we realize that this flood is but the water from the mouth of the dragon.
这也是毁坏可憎恶的事情。
That's also such abominable destruction.
那第五个事情是什么呢？
What's the fifth abomination?
第五个事情是必有征战。
That there will be war.
而且注意哦，这种征战没有停哦，一直到底哦。
This war is a long-lasting one until the very end.
这个战争，属灵战争、信仰战争、真教会的战争。没有停止过。
The spiritual warfare does not cease. It will last until the very end.
你不要以为明天会更好哦。
Don't think tomorrow is a better one.
因为你不要以为哦，没有战事啊，平平安安哦。
Don't think
已经没有这样的时间了。
That your days of peace will still come back. There will be no more. 主耶稣已
经启示说，必有战争，而且一直到底的，到那个底啊。
The Lord Jesus has already prophesied that there will be wars until the very end.
那个到底是在哪里？知道吗？最后的总结战在哪里？知道吗？
Where's the last end?
总战争在哪里？知道吗？
Where's the last station?
启示录二十章
Revelation chapter 20,
七节到十节
verse 7 to verse 10,
那个是不是最后的总结战到这个底为止最后的征战
That's a final station that a war would end.
那你看到那场战争是邪灵大魔鬼亲自督导亲自参与的
And this is also the war where you can see the greater devil, the greater Satan would participate in.
他亲自带领了撒旦军团来攻击真教会的
This war is actually hated by Satan himself against the true church.
那么神也亲自的从天上来干涉这场最后征战
And God will also personally descend from heaven to participate in this war.
有火从天上降下来烧灭他们，那是神亲自出手。
As you can see, that fire will come down from heaven. This is the intervention of God Himself.
这是叫做最后的总决战，一必有征战，一直到底，就是到这个二十章里面结束。
This marks the final station of the war, and where the war will end only at the last point.
那个一结束，就说被丢到永火里面去，就是第一的世界末日了。
Upon the end of this of the war, it will be where Satan will be thrown into the eternal fire of hell.
这场最后战争有两个层面。
Therefore, there are two dimensions or levels to this war.
一个是世界的这种征战。
The first level.
哈米基多中的战争是指世界的。
Is this a worldly war happening in the world, the war of Armageddon?
灵好，我们信仰上的属灵。信仰上的属灵征战，信仰征战。
The second level is the spiritual warfare happening to the believers.
无论是世界征战还是教会征战，全部结束，一同结束。
And be it this a war of the world and war or the spiritual war, it will come to an end together. 所以
在几千年哈，透过但以理书说，必有战争，一直到底，到哪里？哪里是底？二十章就是底啊。
And the prophecy about this end of the last warfare in the book of Daniel tells us this war will last until the very end, this last station in Revelation chapter 20.
那么接下去呢，这五件事发生呢，接下去的总一个结论是什么，知道吗？
What's the final conclusion of these five abominations?
哦，神启示说，这种荒凉的事已经定了，这全部都是荒凉的事，不是兴旺的事，不是好事。
The Lord God has already prophesied that these desolations are already determined. It is not prosperous times, but desolate times.
在信仰上，信仰的荒凉，真理的荒凉。
Desolation of the faith of the truth.
油跟酒的荒凉，没有啊，油啊，酒啊，
and of the desolation of oil and also wine, referring to the Holy Spirit.
因为这些都影响到我们这些。影响到我们的信仰生活。
All of this will affect our spiritual lives.
荒凉的事已经定了。
Desolations are determined.
那请注意哦，这里说的荒凉的事是用未完成事来表达，还没有完成的事情。
Here tells us that this is also something that has yet to be over.
这里说荒凉的事已经定了，这种荒凉是还没有完成的，还没有成功的哦。意思说这种荒凉的事会继续的发生，不断的发生。一直到它完成为止。
That's to say that even these desolations will not be a while, will not be short-lived. It will be lasting until the very end.
所以魔鬼是不会停手的。
The devil will not stop.
他一定要让我们教会荒凉，让你荒凉，让信仰荒凉的，让这个世界荒凉的。
Until the church, our faith, and the whole world become desolate.
所以原文在写这个荒凉这个字的表达的时候，是用未完成事。意思说继续荒凉。
Therefore, in the original text, referring to this word desolations, it refers to a long-lasting desolation.
那荒凉原文有离去。
In the original text, the word means departure.
还有害怕。
and also fear,
或者胆怯、胆怯、小胆小
and fright and timidity.
为什么会有这样的意思呢？
Why does that have this meaning?
因为将来有许多信徒、神的儿女，因为害怕、因为胆怯，离开神、离开教会、离开真理、离开耶稣。
Because in the future, many of the believers will be departing from God, from a true church, from the truth, because of that timidity of their fear.
他为什么会离开教会呢？
Why do they depart from the church?
因为他害怕。
Because they are fearful.
为什么他会离开真理呢？
Why do they depart from the truth?
因为他胆怯啊，不敢再坚持啊。
Because they are afraid, they can't persist.
原来这叫做荒凉。
This is desolation.
荒凉里面就有离开、害怕、胆怯。
In the word desolation.There's departure, there's fear, there's timidity.
现在还没有大地步，一些信徒已经离去了，已经不敢再传耶稣，不敢再传独一真教会，有没有？
As of today, the great persecutions are not here yet, and already people do not want to preach the true church.
不敢在台上讲呀。
They do not dare to talk about it.
因为信徒不高兴啊，负责人不高兴啊。
Because they're worried that the believers or the members cannot.
现在难道他们不高兴，我们就不能够讲的吗？
Cannot.
他们不高兴，我们也是照讲呀，管你高不高兴啊。
Or they're unhappy with the sermon, and rather today we ought.To continue to speak.
难道你是讨好那几个人的吗？
Do you want to just please all these people?
我们不是神的仆人吗？我们不是在讲神的话吗？
Aren't we the servants of God? We are speaking the word of God.
可是今天常常教导我们，哎，有人不高兴哦，那个人不高兴，那个负责人不高兴哦，不要讲。我的天哪，他不高兴，我就不可以讲了啊。
But today we only often receive this feedback from the members that we should not talk about this sermon.
大过耶稣，大过神，大过讲奉主的名讲道，他大过我们哦，因为我们都不可以讲，因为他不高兴。
Are these members of the church greater than Jesus?
没有这样的事情。
No such thing.
你不高兴是你的事情，奉主的名照样讲。
If you are unhappy with the gospel, it is your problem.
更加要讲。
I should continue to speak the word.
我到世界各地去都面对这个问题，传道你不要这样讲，因为有人不高兴。
Wherever I travel to around the world, I face this problem.
说这个话的人已经沉睡，已经受迷惑。
Those who utter such words to me, they are asleep.
或者说他是因为爱传道，不要让传道受伤害。受攻击，可是你也糊涂呀。
Out of their love for the preacher, so that the preacher does not get offended, does not be offended, and he is also being deceived himself.
这个就是荒凉的预言。
That is the prophecy of desolation.
因为害怕
，because of their fear.
因为胆怯
，because timidity.
最终离去
，they finally depart.
那请注意看哦，耶稣也有谈到这个。那么但以理书说，那行毁坏可憎的哦，如飞而来，飞作来哦，有没有
？The Lord Jesus, or in the book of Daniel, it also says that abominations will fly.
Fly 啊，有吗？飞作来啊，这是二十七节啊。
In verse 27, will come on their wings. On the wing of abomination.
意思说这个速度很快啊，那个魔鬼的攻击这种毁坏的事情不会慢吞吞的，非常快的。
That's to say that this work of the abominations will be very fast.
请注意哦，是用飞的，不是用走，不是用跑的，用飞的。
It is on the wing of abominations, but not on road, but to fly.
到新约马太福音书二十四章的时候，你看耶稣怎么讲。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, look at what Jesus said.
这个行毁坏可憎的飞作来，他到了没有？
And has this abomination come by wing?
还是还在继续飞呢？
Or is he still on the flight?
看马太福音书二十四章。
We look at Matthew 24.
二十四章十五节。
Matthew 24 verse 15.
来一起读哈。
Let's read.
一二三，你们看见先知但以理所说的，那行毁坏可憎的，站在圣地读这经的人，需要会意。圣经特别挂符，你读着这些圣经，现在正读着，你要非常留意啊，
There's a special bracket,
要非常注意啊。
Bracket in this verse, whoever reads, let him understand.
但以理书讲的飞作来，跟耶稣讲的哪里有不一样呢？
Is there any difference between what Daniel said that this abomination is on their wing?
有没有发现到不一样在哪里？
And also what Jesus said, is that
difference? 但以理书说他飞作来。
Daniel said that it is on his wings.
主耶稣说他已经站在圣地，已经站在圣地，已经到了。
But Jesus said that it is already standing in the holy place.
你看，到了。
It's arrived.
站在圣地，已经站在圣地了。
It has long arrived.
神的家，神的殿了。
In the holy place, in the temple of God, in the house of God.
所以才会有突然间才会说你要非常留意这件事，已经到了。
There's a special bracket to ask us to understand this because it has arrived.
那已经到了，为什么我还没有受到大逼迫？没有受到怎样的攻击啊？没有啊，那是一般而已啊，感觉到就是一般上的攻击啊，或者个人的信仰问题啊。
Since you say it has arrived, but why do I not see great persecution other than the normal? normal ones.
你知道为什么还没有发动总大攻击吗？
Do you know why the devil has yet to launch great attack?
请看保罗的回答。
You look at what Paul answered.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
意思说他真的已经到了，那圣经讲的到了就是到了，难道主耶稣还骗我们吗？
That's to say that it has already arrived. Jesus wouldn't lie to us.
有些人还没有到了，如果到了，怎么我们今天这么平安？
Some people claim,
还没有到，耶稣说已经站在那边，站在圣地了，还没有到。
Some people claim that it is not the time yet. It has not arrived.
那为什么没有攻击呢？
Why didn't the devil attack?
不是没有攻击，没有这么大的攻击。
It has not attacked, but it has not launched the greatest.
攻击还是有的。
But there are still minor.
但是没有办法全面性。
But not the holistic one.
答案在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
The answer lies in Second Thessalonians. Thessalonians chapter 2.
来，帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们读六节到十节。
Verse 6 to verse 10.
来，一二，这是答案哦。
The answer here.
一二三，现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了的时候才可以显露。因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，已经动了咯。
It's already at work.
只是现在有一个拦阻的。
Restraints will do.
等到那拦阻的被除去，那时这不法的人必显露出来。主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。这不法的人来制造撒旦的运动，行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事，十节，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样处以不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。那十一节，故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。这里为什么已经到了行毁坏可憎的，已经站在圣地，为什么还没有全面性的大攻击？
Here lies the answer to which since that the abomination of desolation has already arrived and yet it has not caused this great persecution.
被圣灵感动，启示说出，因为主耶稣拦阻他，主耶稣停止 block 住他，不给他行魔鬼行的事。
Paul received this revelation from the Lord Jesus that it is because that the Lord Jesus has been restraining.
但是这个拦阻一定会拿去。
But this restraining will be taken away.
只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那个拦阻被除去，就是大魔鬼被放出来了，糟糕了。
And it is also because this restraining will be taken away, then the great devil will be released.
那时教会里面，不要讲世界，我们讲教会，教会里面有很多跟从他的，听他的。
And when that happens, the members of the church, many of them will follow.
因为他有神迹奇事的，他有能力的，他你感觉到神跟他同在的。
Because Satan would come with all power and signs and wonders.
但是所行的一切都是出于各种不一样的诡诈，里面很多是虚假的事。
But all of which are only done in deception and deceit.
而且他们不领受真理的，你看到吗？他们的心是不接受真理的，心不接受真理。
You also notice that all these believers do not have the love for the truth.
今天传道所讲的每个奉主的名在讲。讲真理的，讲圣洁道理的，都是真理。
And the preachers today speaks of the truth in the name of the Lord Jesus.
你一次两次厌烦，一次两次拒绝，甚至吼在后面攻击，你就变成你的心是不爱真理的，你是不爱真理的人。
And yet once and again you want to attack the preacher for speaking this truth that purifies you.
当有假先知出现了，讲那些你喜欢的，一直讨好你的。你就跟从他了，你肯定跟从他，支持他的。
And one fine day, a false prophet will arise, and you will definitely follow him.
那么，请注意第十节。
And look,
因为这样，你的心的问题。
Because of what is in your heart.
你喜欢虚谎，喜欢被赞美。
You prefer
不喜欢被责备，不喜欢悔改。
You prefer deception. You prefer praises and compliments.
故此，因为这样，神就给你一个发生错误的心。叫你去听从虚假的道理。
Verse 11, for this reason, God will send you strong delusion, you will believe the lie.
到最后十二节说就被定罪了。
Verse 12 tells us that you will be condemned.
你要听进去哦，这些话，这些警告你要听进去。
Therefore, you ought to accept this warning.
我现在在解释。 但以理书说非作来，主耶稣说已经到了。
I'm explaining to you that Daniel was telling us that the abomination was flying over on his
wing. 为什么我们还没有遭受到大逼迫
？And Jesus said that he is already standing in the holy place.
因为主耶稣拦阻他。
The reason why it has not caused persecution on us.
那主耶稣在给我们机会悔改，给我们在这段时间赶快悔改，信耶稣的赶快信主。守道的人应该守好真理来。
It's because Jesus is restraining the devil, so that we have a time for repentance and keep the word of God.
好，这是整个末世的情形来龙去脉。
That's the situation of the end times.
那我们现在呢是要讲末世真教会的挑战。第一个挑战就是来自仇敌的挑战。
We shall now talk about the challenges to the true church. The challenges, firstly, from the enemies.
我们最大的仇敌是谁
？Who is our greatest enemy?
大家都知道，当然是撒旦了。
We all know it is Satan.
撒旦是我们最信仰上最大的仇敌。
Satan is the greatest obstruction to our faith.
也是神的仇敌。
It is also the enemy of God.
是真耶稣教会的仇敌。
It is also the enemy to the true church.
因为他专对付神，对付神的教会，对付神的，他专做这种事。
Because it specializes in attacking or going against God.
看启示录十二章。
Return to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录十二章
Revelation chapter 12.
十二节
Verse 12.
你看他在做什么？主耶稣启示我们，你看这个魔鬼在做什么
？But revelation of Jesus, what is the devil doing?
一二三，所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧！此至地以海有祸了，为什么？因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就怎么样？就气愤愤地下到我们哪里去了？下到我们这里来了。
The devil has come in great wrath.
而且来的时候是气愤愤，带着魔鬼的愤怒来的。
Coming to us in great wrath.
所以圣经启示说，主耶稣启示说，地跟海有祸了。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that there will be woe to the
地跟海就是我们今天住的这个地球呀，地球就是地跟海，陆地跟海呀。
To earth where we dwell and to the sea.
我们人类就是住在这个地球上呀。
We are the inhabitants of the earth.
主耶稣说有祸了，地球有祸了，住在地上的人有祸了。
Jesus here proclaims that there will be woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
还一直相信世人讲的明天会更好，那个是做梦。
Do you still believe in the words of the world saying that tomorrow will be a better day?
我不是因为消极这样讲。
I'm not speaking this out of pessimism.
当然我也希望明天会更好，难道我希望明天更加坏吗？
I definitely wish tomorrow is a better day.
可是你知道真理在我们心里，我们知道明天绝对不会更好，明天会越来越糟糕。
But with this truth in our heart, we should already understand that tomorrow will be a worse day.
为什么这样讲？
Why do I say so?
因为越罪恶，越来越抵挡神，越来越离去神。
Because there will be greater and greater wickedness and more who depart from God.
一个人的心越来越凶的时候，请问明天会更好吗
？When the heart of man becomes more and more wicked, should tomorrow be better one?
到更多人都不相信神，都离去神的时候，请问明天会更好吗
？When more and more people do not believe in God and depart from God, would tomorrow be better?
包括那些已经敬拜天上独一真神的，包括神的儿女们，也离弃神的时候，也不爱真理的时候，请问明天会更好吗
？That includes the members of the true church when they depart from God, when they stop believing in God, would tomorrow be a better one?
是世界人不信神，世界人不敬畏神，那个我们可以理解。
We all understand why the people of the world don't believe in God.
可是，但是神的家里面还有一群人在敬拜神，在敬畏神，有没有
？But referring to the household of God, there is still a group of people who worship.
有一群人还坚持真理，还传扬真理，有没有
？A group of people still persist in the truth.
可是，当这一群人也有不少的人离开真理的时候，不再坚持真理的时候，请问？明天怎么会更好呢
？But even out of this a minority of the group who worship God, they still depart from the truth and from God. Would tomorrow still be a better day?
这个就是创世纪第六章历史重演的事。
That's what happens where history repeats itself from Genesis chapter 6.
当神的儿女看到神的儿女美貌就乱七八糟了，就丢弃神了，就不管神的道德，不管神的诫命了。
When the sons of man
起世上的女子为妻。
When the sons of God fall in love with the daughters of a man, they get married and they fall in love.
这句话的意思说，世界是已经很混乱了，很淫乱了。
That's to say that the world is immoral.
但是还有神的儿女保守在神里面呢，还圣洁的。
But there are still people or children of God who have kept themselves pure.
可是这些圣洁的儿女、守道的儿女都不再理神，都不再看重信仰，都不再看重神的心意的时候， 谁还理神呢、啊？
But when this,
你们敬拜神的人都已经不理神了，谁还理神呢、啊？
When even this small group of children of God who keep themselves pure, they have departed from the word of God, and who else would be there?
所以末世今天真耶稣教会在台上奉主的名讲的每一个道理，特别是跟圣洁道理，你都要认真听，你都要接受，你不能够说我不喜欢。
Therefore, every word of truth,
不能够说我不喜欢。
Every word of truth that's spoken at the pulpit of the True Jesus Church should be something that you want to readily accept.
你不喜欢就等于说魔鬼就看到你不喜欢这样，来来来来，我讲一些你喜欢的，来来来，你不要去听那个传道讲，你不要听他讲。魔鬼就要来跟你讲更多你喜欢的道理。魔鬼
要听好来哦。You're unhappy with the gospel that's been preached, and then the devil will come to you and tell you something that you are pleased with.
这样情况，你说明天怎么会好呢？
If that goes on, how can tomorrow be better?
所以主耶稣已经启示了。
That's been revealed by Jesus.
地跟海住在地上的人有祸了。
That the inhabitants of the earth and the sea will see woe upon them.
第二个重点。
Second,
魔鬼气愤愤的来，请问他会对我们客气吗？
When the devil comes to us in a great wrath, would it be kind to us?
他会对教会手软吗？突然间慈爱慈悲吗？
Would it be gentle with the church?
好，第三个重点。
Thirdly,
魔鬼知道。
The devil knows.
他知道什么？
What does he know?
这里耶稣说，他知道他自己的时间不多了。
Jesus here reveals that he knows his time is short.
第一，他知道他自己被捆绑。
Firstly, he knows that it was been locked down.
那些小鬼跟从他的那些军团哈，魔鬼军团也知道大鬼王被捆绑，他们也知道。
And all these little demons who follow after this great devil, they all know.
他们也知道会放一千年后就会放出来，他们也知道。
They also know that after millennium, they will be released.
可是他们知道放出来的时间是很短。又短又短的，非常短的时间。
And yet they also know that the time of the release of the devil will be short.
魔鬼知道他的时间真的不多。
The devil knows that his time is short.
现在被捆绑啊。
Now it is bounded.
然后后来放出来也很短啊。
But even the time when it is released, it will be a short time.
所以他要做魔鬼工作就赶快做，他一定把握机会，每分每秒都很珍惜的。
Therefore, the devil sees hold of every minute and every second.
魔鬼知道自己时间不多。
The devil knows that his time is short.
那我们今天神的儿女、神的仆人，你知道我们的时间还有多少吗？
But we as the servants and the children of God, do we know how much time we have?
很多时间呢。
You say you have a lot of time.
哎呀，慢慢来啦。
You can take it slow.
等我退休先呐。
Wait until I retire.
你现在不是已经退休了吗？
Aren't you retired now?
你有更多的来爱主、爱教会、来侍奉主吗？有吗？我看到没有。
Have you been serving the church more zealously and with more love? I don't see that.
以前就说你很忙了，又做工了。
Last time you said you are busy with work. But now?
我们的时间不多了。
We don't have much time.
要赶快做工吧。
We have to seize hold of every moment.
没有退休就赶快做工，赶快爱主，赶快侍奉主吧。
Whether or not you are retired, but you ought to start serving the Lord.
我刚刚做一个见证。
I have testified.
我亲自为他主办这个丧礼。
I personally conducted his funeral.
我的心也很痛，大家都很痛。
My heart was broken.
因为这个信徒哦，他哭着跟传道讲。我好了，我要去守安息日。
Because this believer once told me with tears that after I'm recovered, I will serve God.
他后悔没有在这个健康的时候、平安的时候来敬拜主，他后悔。
He regretted not coming to church to serve God when he was healthy.
然后呢，他对信徒说。
And then he said to the believers.
哦，信徒看他，他说哈，我好的时候，我会到教会煮你们喜欢吃的东西，我煮给你们吃。
Once I recover from this illness, I will cook the best food to all of you.
意思说他要服侍信徒了，要做一个仆人了。
That means he wanted to serve as a servant of a church.
不但要服侍信徒，也要服侍神啊，守安息日啊。
Not only was did he want to serve the church members, but also God.
没了。
But it didn't happen.
他跟传道说他有钱。
He said to the preacher he was rich.
但是有什么用？
He had money, but what is the use of that?
他跟他的兄弟说，帮他找最好的医生给他，因为他有钱。
He told his brothers to look for the best doctors because he was rich.
我们不知道我们的时间有多少。
We don't know.
我还以为很多。
We thought we have a lot of time left for.
没问题的，我还很健康。
It's okay, I'm still healthy.
没问题的，我才三十几岁，四十岁。
Doesn't matter, I'm only in my 30s or 40s.
没问题的，我就赚的多，我的银行有几百万在趸坐在那边，没问题的。
It's okay, I have a few million in my bank account.
魔鬼知道自己时间根本不多，你却一直认为你自己时间很多，是吗？
The devil already knows its time is short, and you think that your time has.
所以主耶稣叫我们赶快做工。主耶稣讲的。
Therefore, Jesus tells us to work with haste.
请看约翰福音书第九章。
Return to John chapter 9.
约翰福音书第九章。
John chapter 9.
我们读第四节。
We read verse 4.
来，一二三，趁作白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。为什么？
Why?
因为黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。耶稣讲的呀。
Jesus said this, a night is coming when no one can work.
现在是百日，是恩典时代，还有健康，还有生命，赶快做神要我们做的工，赶快。
Now we live in a time of day, at a time of grace, we ought to seize every moment to work.
耶稣有解释出为什么要赶快。
Jesus explained why.
因为黑夜就快到了。
Because the night is coming.
原来黑夜会到的，就很快就来的。
And night will sure to come.
那黑夜一来的时候，没有人可以做工的。
When the night comes, no one can work.
你不要以为说黑夜来还可以做，一样做呀。
Don't think that we can still work at night.
你比耶稣厉害啊！耶稣说没有人可以做工，你说你可以啊？你不是比耶稣厉害吗？
Are you greater than God? Saying that you are able to work at night.
什么叫做黑夜没有办法做工？
What does it mean? The night is coming, you can't work.
我的理解啦。
My understanding is.
第一
Firstly.
那是指放魔鬼的时候，那放魔鬼的时间到了。
That's the time when the devil will be released.
你想要做工没了。
You want to work, you can't.
魔鬼哪让你做工啊？
How can the devil allow you to work?
魔鬼那也可以让我去敬拜神，我去守啊，他给呢。
Would the devil allow you to serve God and worship God?
那个时间是属于魔鬼时间，知道吗？
That period belongs to the devil.
不再是属你跟我的时间哦。
No longer does it belong to you and I.
因为放他出来就是他的时间，他的工作来的。
When the devil is released, it's time to work.
好。那第二个什么叫做黑夜
？Secondly, what is this night?
就是福音的门已经关了。
That the gate of salvation is closed.
你要信耶稣已经没有机会，没有门可以进了，因为门已经关了。
There'll be no more chance for anyone to believe in Christ. The door is closed.
那主耶稣里面的信徒，真教会里面的信徒，这个时候想要倒回来，哦，我要回来了，我在那边喂够了，好像浪子，我要回家，你回不来了。
That also expands to the members of the true church who have left the church before, but now the door is shut, they can't come in.
这叫做黑夜。
That is night.
第三个。
Thirdly,
两个传道人被杀的时候。
That the two witnesses will be slain.
启示录不是有两个传道人，神的工人被杀吗？
In the book of Revelation, there are two witnesses who are slain.
那就是黑夜到了。
That's the time where darkness comes.
没有人讲到，没有人提醒你，没有人在警告你，甚至没有人在骂你。
There'll be no more preacher to speak sermons to remind you, to rebuke you.
那两个传道人口中就是出火，今天你说的骂你哦。
And these two witnesses or these two preachers, they speak words of fire.
我们不喜欢这种传道，我们不要呀。
We don't like this kind of preacher.
你放心，他们会死掉，会被杀的，你放心。
Be rest assured, they will die.
那时就没有人骂你的。
That time, when the time comes, no one will scold you.
我相信主耶稣讲的，会被杀的。
I believe in the words of Jesus that they will be slain.
这些传道人死的时候，那些人呢，住在地上几高兴，你知道吗？
互
相送礼物，这个传道死掉了。
Witnesses,
他没有做传道了，他被对付了，高兴到半死了吗？
That have been taken down of their office, and many people rejoiced.
那第四个，什么叫做黑夜？
What is this night about?
就是被世界俘虏。
Fourthly, they have been captured by the world.
被撒旦控制了。
They are under the dominion of the devil.
这就是你个人信徒个人的黑夜。
And that is also the personal night of the believer.
你看，现在魔鬼还没有放出来。
Now the devil is not released.
福音的门也还没有关。
The gate of salvation is not shut.
传道人也没有全部被杀，还有传道人在讲道。
And the witnesses or the preachers are not slain.
那什么叫做黑夜？
What is this night about?
你个人的黑夜已经到了。
Your personal night might come.
你的黑夜就是你已经被世界抓去了。
Your personal night means that you have been captured by the world.
你已经被撒旦控制了，被他控制了。
You have fallen under the dominion of the devil.
这个就是你信仰的黑夜。
That is the faith of the your faith in the night.
你被撒旦控制了，你都听从他，跟从他，顺服他，你怎样在为神工作呢？你怎样在为神工作呢
？Under the control of Satan, where you are no longer able to work for God.
我在解释什么叫做黑夜来，没有人可以做工。
I'm trying to explain to you what does it mean when the night comes, no one can work.
这四个情形。
These four scenarios.
曾经有这样的见证。
There was such a testimony.
我们真教会一个很有名的传道，很受人尊重的传道。
There was a highly respectable preacher in the true church.
全世界都尊重他的。
He was well respected throughout the world.
都称赞他的。
And many complimented him. 你知道
魔鬼怎样讲吗？
Do you know what the devil said?
魔鬼像一个信徒显现。
The devil appeared in a member, to a member.
信徒看到魔鬼来就一直在祷告嘛。
And the believer saw that the devil came, and the believer was praying hard.
大大声笑。
And the devil laughed out aloud. It is useless for you to pray. Now is the time where the darkness holds dominion.
突然间魔鬼讲出一句话 一件事情
And suddenly the devil said that
你们最优秀的传道现在在我手上
That your best preacher
不是在我手上在我们手上我们就是一群
Your best preacher now is, lies in the hands of ours in, ha- in our hands
这个就是我刚才讲的你个人被魔鬼控制被魔鬼抓住了控制住了
As I mentioned, that you personally have fallen into the grip of the devil.
像这个曾经的传道，曾经优秀的工人，他是属于我们的，他现在在我们的手上，他不是被魔鬼控制吗？
Just like this one's a very popular and very well-respected preacher, he has fallen into the hands of the devil.
这就应验耶稣说的，黑夜来到，他没办法做工了。And
that also testifies about this sentence that the night is coming, no one can work.
现在是白天的时候呀。
Now we are in the period of the day.
我们活在白天，就是活在阳光，活在光里面，真理的光里面，活在神荣耀的光里面，这就是白天呢。
We live in a day in the radiance of the truth of the gospel. We are living in the
day. 有真理，有福音，有神的荣耀。
We have the
照着我们，我们就赶快做呀，因为有真理的光照着。
We have the truth, we have the gospel, we have the light of the truth.
现在有时不是真理的光不照我们，是我们丢弃真理的光，我们不要这个光。光来到这个世界，世界不接受它呀。
The issue today is that not that there was no light or the truth shining on us, but rather we.
所以不是没有光，是我们拒绝光。
It's not that there's no light or the truth, but we reject.
不是真教会里没有真理，没有提醒，没有警告，不是，是我们拒绝这种警告，拒绝这种真理的光。
It is not that there is no truth or no light in the gospel in the true church, but rather we are the ones who reject it.
那么，久而久之就进入黑暗里去。
And gradually we walk into darkness.
肯定是进入黑暗的。
And sure enough, we will walk into darkness.
那就是耶稣说的，黑暗到了，你的黑暗已经到了。
That's what Jesus said, that your night is coming.
你的信仰，你的状况都被黑暗笼罩着。
Your faith is shrouded by your own night of darkness.
难道没有光吗？
Is there no light?
不是的。
Not so.
主耶稣说，因为你拒绝光。
But it's because you have rejected the light.
你不活在光里面，你不被光。
You decline to live in the light and to be shown upon by the light.
这些都是不断的圣经里面提出的道理，警告的道理。
These have been the teachings and the warnings from the Bible.
好，我们这一节就讲到这里。